Morning! Welcome to Everyday People Podcast. This is your host, Ray Domingo. This is part 2 of episode 2 with Dr. Ina Irapta, an OB gynecologist. Medical doctors, like everyday people, have vulnerabilities and struggles, which she shared to us. In this conversation, she talked about a very small habit that has a big impact in her quality of life and productivity. Very small that it only takes 5 minutes a day, and that's awesome. Pinag-usapan din namin kung bakit listening to podcast is very healthy, especially these days of quarantine. As she shared her top 3 podcasts, we talk about surrogacy. Is it possible that another woman will bear a couple's child? And later part, she shares her advocacy on women's health. So without further delay, please enjoy my conversation with Dr. Ina Irapta. Smoking habit. Yan. Segue to. Natawag dito, I am surprised hindi mo sinama sa common mistakes yung smoking sa reproductive health.
Okay. And actually, di ba, generalize ko siya. Para di ba, before I said, I feel so hypocritical kasi I said, ang dami natin ginagawa at the early, alam natin yung long-term effects. Yeah. So, let's address that elephant in the room. Yeah. The smoking habit.
Okay. Konting story nung deploy ko sa Ilocos Sur sa Vigan. I know Ina nag-aaral na siya nung med. Tapos nung napadaan ako sa boarding house nung ina-expect ko yung boarding house ng mga med students, like meron dong dumbbells, meron dong fruits, meron dong all the healthy stuff, yeah? To my surprise, it's the opposite. Nandun, 4x4 na jean. Alam mo, ma'am, upos na sigarilyo, di ba?
To the listener. Yeah, yung 4x4, hindi po akin yun. Sa kapitbahay ko. Student din. Siyempre, ito.
4x4, we mean not the 4x4 truck, pero yun yung 4 kantos na jean. Yeah.
Okay. hindi po akin yun. That's not my brand of boots. Pero eto nga. Ito. Magiging brave ako dito sa podcast na to. Hindi ko alam kung maririnig
ko. Tayo lang naman na dito. Tignan mo, dadalawa lang tayo. Just the two of us. So you can tell me about your smoking habit.
Eto, smoking habit. Before being a doctor, I am first and foremost a person. A person, nagaya ng lahat ng people naman, may kanya-kanya tayong coping mechanisms, some healthy, some unhealthy. And most of the time, may mga unhealthy habits tayo just to cope. And for me, it's smoking. And I don't deny that. And a lot of my friends know that. But during an ethics class, kasi sa med school, meron kaming medical ethics, my teacher asked us, who among you smoke? Siyempre, hindi ako nagtaas ng kamay. Baka ibagsak niya ako, di ba? Pero, siyempre, sabi niya, I'm not saying that smoking is good, but you cannot deny that a lot of doctors smoke. Pero, what makes you an ethical doctor is that you don't smoke in front of your patients. So ako, pag ako si Doktora Ina Irapta, I'm not a smoker. You don't see me smoking. So workplace, with my patients nearby, and one of my rules is I don't smoke with non-smokers. Kasi I don't want them. Actually, lumalayo ako when there are non-smokers around. Kasi I don't want my secondhand smoke going to them unless okay lang sa kanila. Sometimes they say okay lang, pero yun, I don't smoke in front of non-smokers. Kasi for me, smoking is a social lubricant. I have met the best people in my life in smoking areas na sobrang tago. And it has become a habit. And sabi mo nga, pag habit siya, mahirap siyang i-break kasi nagiging routinary. Pero, ito yun. I'm trying to quit. I've tried to quit before. When I had the surgery, I quit for 3 months. Pero bumalik siya pag high stress situation. Kasi nicotine yung gumigising sa akin more than coffee. Pero I'm not justifying my behavior.
Merong scientific explanation yun? Oh. Why nicotine?
Yes, kasi nicotine, para siyang upper eh. In-heighten niya yung...
Nandito siya sa depressant na category na chemicals.
Upper siya. Sa ano siya? Tawag dito? Parang mas alert ka, parang gano'n.
Stimulant.
Stimulant. Yeah. It's a stimulant. kaya madaming tao ang nahuhuli once they tried it is that the effect is immediate. When you smoke, it goes directly to the brain. That's why it's harmful and addictive, and it's bad. That's why it's bad that way, because the effects are almost so immediate, nagising ka na. I'm not justifying my smoking habit, and I'm trying to quit. Kasi I've done it for 3 months during my surgery. Bumalik lang siya nung low-stress situation. Pero now, within the week, every time na pumupunta ako sa district hospital, I don't smoke. I don't drink cigarettes. Eh, parang during that time, kaya ko namang mag 48 hours. So, hindi ko kailangan magising ng nicotine. So yun yun eh. Parang, if you can break it for 3 days at a time, I can break it longer. And eventually, hopefully, I could stop. Kasi, eventually, gusto ko rin naman maging, gusto ko rin buntis. Actually, no. Pero, eventually, in the long run, the earlier na I stop, the better my chances are to be healthier. So, yun. Actually, yung goal ko ngayon, since parang 176 hours na lang yung work ko per month, I try to be healthier. I eat healthier. I swim now para din ma-ano yung lungs ko. Bumalik yung lung function ko. I try to cut down on carbs, cut down on my smoking. And I don't drink na. Actually, I mean, hindi na ako drink to death pag may nagyaya lang and parang casual lang, hindi na ako yung gagapang kapauwi. And yun.
The reason na i-question ko yan, kasi does the nicotine nag-stay ba siya sa body for how long? Because may makakilala ako na babae, nag-smoke sila.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they are planning to get pregnant.
Okay.
Ang question is, may safe period ba to? If I stop for 3 months, then I get pregnant, safe na ba yun sa baby? Or no? Paano ba yung magiging diskarte sa gano'n? Siyempre, pag pregnant ka na, mapipilitan ka ng ano, diba?
Mag-stop,
yes.
Oh.
Or else, sasakalin ka ng asawa mo.
And meron ka, even during, ano, after pregnancy, kasi pag nag-smoke ka, kumakabit yan sa, kahit wala ka sa area, ang tawag dito, wala ka sa area ng baby mo. Pag uwi mo, meron kang third hand smoke with your clothes. Meron pang, ano yun, may chemicals pa rin sa katawan mo that gets transferred to your baby. Hindi pa ako naka-encounter, hindi ko pa siya nababasahan yung safe period.
If there is
a safe period. Kasi, lahat naman ng nag-prenatal ng 7, dinedenay na nagsismoke eh. Pero naaamoy mo sila. So, basically, if you're trying to get pregnant, the minute you decide that you want to be a mother, quit na.
That's the safest.
Diba? That's the safest kasi magtutry ka nang mag-produce eh. So, you have to improve the quality of your eggs, and smoking also is a risk factor for ectopic pregnancy. Ectopic is nai-implant siya sa ibang part, hindi sa uterus. So, yun yung mga na-ooperahan kasi nagdudugo sila. Kasi nga, hindi siya sa matres. So, kung hindi siya sa matres, hindi siya lalaki. For instance, yung tubes. Ectopic pregnancy, most often, yung pinaka-common na side is yung fallopian tubes. Ang nangyayari, pag nag-smoke ka, meron kasi siyang parang fimbri, yung parang siyang kamay-kamay sa may tubo. So imagine mo yung tubo, dun pupunta yung itlog from the ovary. So yung tubo na yun, may parang finger-like projection. So may mga kamay-kamay, cilia ang tawag doon. Yun yung nagpropropel sa itlog. Propel sa itlog papunta sa matres. Doon siya imimit ni sperm, di ba? So, kung smoker ka, na-alter niya yung movement nitong mga kamay-kamay na doon na nag-move sa itlog papunta sa matres. So, more often than not, doon na sila nag-meet. Hindi na nakapaghintay si sperm. Doon na sila sa tubo. Doon na lalaki yung baby. Ang liit ng tubo mo, di ba? Pag laki ni baby, puputok yan. Tuduguin. Yun yung disadvantage pa ng smoking when you plan to get pregnant, diba? Smoking is bad, guys. You should stop. Pati rin sa ano, sa mga guys, because it will affect the quality of your sperm.
Diba ang OB sa babae, diba? Mm-hmm. Ano naman sa males?
Urologist.
Ah,
oh, kasi yun. Siya yung bahala sa urinary tract and then yung sa genitourinary system na tinatawag ng lalaki. Yung mga testis, yung mga pas deference, yung ganun. Yes, yun, mga tubo-tubo there. Pero it's sa surgery ka. It's a branch of surgery. Kung magiging surgeon ka, pwede kang mag-suspect into urology.
Yun, ang dami natin natakal.
Kaya
we'll dig more. hopefully in the future magkakaroon ulit tayo ng part 2. Can you share yung mga struggles mo na nag-change ka lang ng konti and then ang laki ng impact ng buhay mo? Ako yung example ko is ano, nag-automate lang ako sa aking email. Okay, so nag-automate lang ako yung mga iba, diretso recycle bin na hindi ko na kailangan. And then it changed my life in a bigger way kasi kinakain ng oras ko yung pag-check ng email, yeah. When after automation, I only check my email from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. and mas naging productive ako. Sa Outlook, I'm using rules. So, kapag may email na ganito, na ang ganito yung laman at ganito nang galing, diretso yan sa recycle bin. And then, I'll delete it. And then, sa side mo naman, sa experience mo naman, kung meron kang maalala na change mo or tinix.
Actually, ano?
Yung mga iba nga, minicrowave ko yung itlog. Hindi ko na piniprito. And then, I have more time in the morning and then I can write or something ganun.
Ay, totoo yun. Masarap yung naka-microwave na itlog. Yun yung ginagawa ng Jollibee. So, what little change na may big impact would be, lalo na dito, ito kasi ako, overthinker. Nasa personality ko yun, mag-overthink, na to the point na kinakain ng oras ko yung pag-overthink ko, na dami kong, alam mo yun, yung daming nagtumatakbo sa utak mo, na hindi mo siya, lalo na pagdating ng pandemic, ang daming fears, ang daming anxiety. What happened is that one of my consultants introduced Headspace sa akin.
Yes, I am doing that also.
Yun.
The free version.
Yun. Oh, free version siya actually. Pero it helps. Headspace, to those who are listening na hindi familiar with it, is a form of meditation na parang few minutes lang siya, clips lang siya, na it will help you focus. Hindi siya yung parang yoga eh. Ano siya? It will help you focus on your breathing, on the surrounding noises, yung mga jeep sa paligid, tahol ng aso. And for that moment, nawawala na yung overcrowding ng ideas sa isip mo, yung anxiety. And so, it was effective for me. And it's really given a great impact sa buhay ko kasi I do it when I wake up. Kasi when I wake up, ang dami kong unresolved issues na parang iniisip ko siya the night before, tapos nagsispill over sa panaginip or pag hindi ko man maalala is the next day parang anong gagawin kong una. And before, it's like an after prayer meditation. After ka mag-pray, makinig ka lang, tapos just follow the voice nung nagsasalita doon. It will ground you. Tapos pag grounded ka na, medyo kalmado ka ng gumising, magiging organized na yung thoughts mo. Ewan ko kung bakit ganun yung impact sa'yo, Nay.
Ang naging impact sa akin is ano, kahit gano'ng ka-reactive yung environment ko, I remain calm.
Yes.
Ang daming distraction. SMS calls, yes. Emails, ang daming. I think ang team ng is watching the monkey mind.
na kinakalma ka niya. And then, it's just a short moment of your day bago ka magkape.
Are you doing the 5-minute or the 10-minute?
5 minutes lang.
Session.
5 minutes lang, mababa.
5 minutes lang, yeah. 5 minutes.
5 minutes of your day.
Yeah.
And then, mas kalmado ka. And when you're calm, mas, ano yung brain mo na mag-isip? Mas organized. At times, hindi ko siya nagagawa. Pero, may mga techniques doon na, kailang, wait lang, medyo manic ka. Yun.
Yeah, the after effect. Yeah.
Oo.
Tama, diba? The after effect.
Mm-hmm. Yun na, focus on your breathing, ano yung mga nasa tabi mo, and then it grounds you, and ang laki ng impact.
At hindi yun, ano, sa akin, hindi yun nag-effect right away. I think 3 months, mga ganun. Kaya madaming bumibitaw sa app because ang laki ng expectation nila.
Yung parang zen ka na after a while. Hindi eh. Kasi it builds, parang di ba, it builds a habit in you na na-adapt mo siya. And then when you get to that habit, unti-unti na makikita mo yung productivity mo after. And I'm so thankful sa nag-introduce sa akin nun. Sir Ryan, hi. When you hear this, thank you po.
Ano naman yung ano? Until today, struggle ka pa rin.
Pero
pa rin.
Ito yung a common misconception. Hindi lahat ng doktor mayaman. When you say doktor kasi, parang mayaman yan. Parang tumatae ng pera. Pero lahat ng doctor is not, hindi kayayaman sa pagdo-doctor lang. The rich doctors are the ones who are smart enough to invest kung ano man yung savings nila from their practice into another venture. Magiging mayaman kang doktor, una, kung talagang mayaman ka na from the beginning, kaya ka nga nag-doktor kasi afford mo. Or pangalawa, kung hindi ka man mayaman from the beginning, you are wise enough to invest somewhere else para meron kang kita. And that is what I'm looking into now kasi wala akong pera. I mean, yung pera ko is for expenses. May savings ako pero for emergency. Pero wala akong passive income na ikakayaman. And siguro yun yung mga pinapanood-panood ko na kung paano mag-invest, ganyan, stocks, and ganyan. Pero medyo technical siya sa akin. Pero it's important that you know and you start investing somewhere na magbe-benefit ka, be it health insurance, be it lupa, ganyan, or whatever na sa tingin mo ay in the future mag-reap ka ng rewards. Pero kahit sugal yun, struggle, as in sobrang lucky kami that we can make both ends meet, di ba? Pero iba pa rin yung meron kang ibang income na by the time na nag-retire ka na, solve ka na, solve na ang family mo. Sobrang swerte ko sa buhay kasi lalaki lang ang problema ko. I know I'm in a good place pag lalaki lang ang problema ko. Yun na yun. I'm in a good place right now.
Yung sabi mo kasi na I'm still watching na to and still technical to me. Even I, wala pa akong nakikita ng resource materials na pinasimple nila yung concept.
Yes.
Yeah? Mag-ano ka talaga. Parang mag-aaral ka pa rin. So, kung sino mo nakakanig dito. Ayun noon, ang pesos and cents by Aya Laraya, I think yun yung mga pinakasimple explanation niya sa stocks investing. Wala na ata.
Pero gusto ko kasi yung personal, di ba? Yung kilala mo na mag...
At saka madaming BS
yes.
ngayon sa online.
Hirap. So mga ano dyan, yung mga totoong nag-succeed sa baka naman.
Just message us, yan. Message ito.
Message mo si Wright, tapos makikinig ako ng episode na yun for sure.
Yeah, I hope in the future magkakaroon kami ng episodes na gano'n. You said you're currently researching. Ano yung research mo kung pwede mo i-share sa amin? Who knows, baka may nakikinig na resource.
Ang research kasi is part of the residency program. So, lahat ng residents are required to pass a research study. So, yung akin is about yung mga eye findings sa mga buntis na may high blood. Kasi lahat ng may high blood na buntis, lalo yung mga pasyente namin na na-admit, pinapacheck namin yung eyes nila sa office. Pero kasi nung nag-pandemic, syempre pag i-check nila yung eyes, medyo intimate yung distance, di ba? Kailangan ng social distancing. So, nag-beg off ang OFTA na kung pwede, yung mga high-risk cases lang talaga, yung kailangan, yung hindi siya gawing routine. So, since may suggestion na ganun, naisip ko, tignan ko nga kung ano yung mga nakita nila towards parang for five years ago, kung ano yung mga findings nila, kung meron ba, wala, or kung kailangan bang i-mandatory na lahat sila ma-check yung eyes. Para gusto ko makita kung ilan sa mga hypertensive na buntis yung nagkaroon ng diferensya sa mata na kailangan nating i-routine yung pagpapacheck ng eyes nila during that time nung admit sila. Or wala ba or negligible ba yung mga findings na pwede nating ma-defend yung hindi na natin i-risk yung mga co-residents natin ng ophthalmology department, di ba? Para magkaroon ng physical contact with the patient, lalo na pandemic ngayon.
Hindi pa tapos. Yung dahil niya, let's call it.
Actually, I'm not proud of it. Hindi pa ako tapos, actually.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Kapag hypertensive yung buntis, may makikita ka talaga sa mata niya. Tama?
No. Pero,
yun yung tinitignan mo na may makikita
ka. Kasi may mga findings sa mata na expected sa mga hypertensives, no? Buntis ka man or hindi, pag hypertensive ka kasi, di ba, ang hypertension is high pressure with the blood vessels. Kung mataas yung pressure mo sa blood vessels mo, it means na lahat ng vessels mo sa katawan, sa kidneys, sa heart, napupunta sa heart, napupunta sa utak, magiging high pressure din. Kaya nga may mga nagkaka-heart attack, may mga nagkaka-stroke pag masyadong mataas ang humidity. Some of our patients temporarily nabubulag kasi ang affected is yung blood vessels sa mata. So, ganun.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then, yung research mo, ano yung research mo?
Is to check kung ano yung mga findings for the past 5 years.
Oh, okay. So, mga not necessarily na magkakaroon ka ng conclusions.
Ang conclusion ko siguro is, meron ba o wala?
Yun lang yung okay. Akala ko something na you're devising another procedure para hindi na pag-aano si ophthalmologist.
Ah, okay.
Para ganun.
Masyado.
Okay. That,
na yun. Siguro recommendation ko na yun na pwede nilang i-check na without doing so pero wala naman. So, siguro ofta na yung pwedeng mag-ano nun, mag-research nun or a part of the recommendations would be or yung interval of examination, ganyan-ganyan.
Pero so, yung research nga pala.
So, yung akin lang is meron ba o wala? Ganun kasimple. Kasi as we all know, high school pa lang yan, college pa man yan, med school pa man yan, research has always been my waterloo. And actually, feeling ko yung nagkakaroon ako ng post-traumatic stress sa research.
Oh, okay. Yun, nag-gets ko na. Thank you. When you say successful, who is the first that comes into your mind? And as a doctor, how do you find success?
Successful siguro. Ito, hindi na ako lalayo. I have a friend. Hindi ko na siya papangalan. I have a friend na...
Pangalan na lang natin Diego.
Si Diego. Si Diego kasi, one time, before I entered med school, lumalabas kami ni Diego. And at some point, sinabi niya sa akin, by the time that I'm 28, parang na nun, dapat ang goal ko is magkaroon ng ganito sa bank na pera. Pero siyang goal. So, si Diego, nag-abroad, nag-work in different jobs. And now, after a few years, we met again. Napatay na niya yung dream house niya. Meron na siyang different business ventures dito. May mga branches na yung business niya. And then, nagtatayo siya ng iba pang business. And it took him a few years, a lot of sacrifices, and to see na itong nakilala kong Diego before na nangangarap lang to have this, went for it, took the risk, went abroad, came back, and he's doing well. I think that's success kasi from the start, meron siyang goal, and then he did everything to achieve it, and now we can see the products of his achievement. Siguro, yay, Diego, galing.
Ano kaya yung naging factor ng success niya? Is it intelligence? EQ?
How I know him, EQ. Magaling siya makibagay sa tao eh. Marunong siyang magtimpla ng tao. And yung people skills niya, in fairness, maganda. Siguro naging magandang working relationship niya sa lahat ng endeavors niya before. And hindi siya takot na sabihin na at one point, I did menial jobs. Hindi siya maarte and ashamed to say na nag-abroad ako, umabot ako sa ganitong trabaho. He cut loose daw from our last conversation of the toxic people in his life na walang ginawa kundi i-doubt siya. And then he stayed with his true friends. He did it for his family. Actually, he built his house for the family, I guess, for the people who raised him. Tapos yun, nakaka-inspire lang na may friend ka na alam mong nag-start sa pangarap and then you see him now na nag-excel and a lot of people regard him as a good boss. Ganun. Yun yung una ko naisip eh kasi siya yung pinaka-recent ko na napawawa ko na grabe.
What purchase do you remember recently na below 5K that made a difference in your life?
Mas home massager. Binili ko sa Old Shopping.
Old Shopping.
Wait lang.
Okay.
Lalo na nung, actually, binili ko siya nung pandemic.
And then, ito yung, sa age natin ngayon, ito na ba yung panasika?
Yes, oo. Ano na yan, sa demographic ng mga, tayo mga titos and titas. Hindi kasi sa line of work na nag-o-opera ka ng tayo ang tagal, ang isa sa mga healthy na coping mechanisms mo is yung magpamassage. Kasi not only does it ease the muscle ache, yun na nakaka-find ka ng peace. Pero pagdating ng pandemic, nag-close lahat ng spa. Tapos, syempre, takot ka na maging intimate with your massage therapist.
Yes.
Siyempre kasi pag massage yan, talagang naman, na-try ko magpa-massage na naka-glove siya, naka-PPE siya, it does not feel the same. Kasi naririnig mo yung kaluskos ng gloves. Ang rough niya sa skin. Kahit may oil yan, ganun parang wala ang effect. And matatakot ka. Kasi hindi mo alam kung may COVID siya or wala. So I bought this.
Can you describe it para sa ating listeners? Mukha siyang belt.
Mukha siyang belt na meron siyang, imagine yung belt ng mga boxers. Meron yung belt.
Yeah, the championship.
Oh, yun, yung championship belts na meron siyang massage.
Rollers.
May umiikot na rollers sa gitna. Tapos pwede mo siyang i-adjust kung clockwise, counterclockwise. So pwede mo siyang ilagay sa likod mo. Sa may batok. Tapos hinahawakan mo yung ends ng belt. Tapos pwede siyang uminit. So pwede siya dito sa knee mo, sa shoulders, sa back, sa legs. And nakatigid ka sa masahista. And wala ka pang COVID. It's like, 2,000. Less than 5,000 siya. Sa own shopping.
Yan yung magre-reset ng 7-day...
Yes, yung from duty ka na bago ka yung sakit na ng paa mo, patong mo lang siya, tapos tulog ka na. So, automatic siya nag-off after 20 minutes. So, hindi malamog yung muscles ng paa.
And then you have your new baby. Anong tawag mo sa new baby mo? I'm in your new car.
Natakot ako doon na. Si Taylor.
Nasubukan mo na bang magpalit ng gulong mag-isa?
Kaya ka may boylet dyan. Pero hindi pa naman bumibigay yung gulong ko. Thank God. hindi ko pa na-try. Pero nanonood na ako ng YouTube videos kung paano siya gawin. Pero when all else fails, tawagan nila yung pinakamalapit na friend. Kaya ka may guy friends, Ina. Kasi if you can't do that, yeah, they will teach you how to do that. Pero the second time around, you will do that yourself. Ganun.
Madali naman, actually, di ba? That's the point of the podcast. Everyday people problem. Napakasimple sa iba, pero sa ibang tao is napakakomplikado. Yes. Para siyang magpapatay ng isang building. Parang hopefully in the future, mabigyan nila ng solution for everybody na hindi mo na kailangan magpalit ng buong tar pag naplatang.
Oo. Yung pusa na lang siyang mag-glue sa sarili niya tapos mag-i-inflate, di ba?
Yeah.
Oh, yung mga ganyan, yung mga everyday people problems ko. Yung pag sinabi sa'yo na kailangan na yata ng, ang tawag doon, registration ng sasakyan. Oh my God, yung stencil-ish. Paano yan? So, tawag ka sa guy friends, guys. Ano yung stencil-ish daw? Ganyan-ganyan. Siguro ang solusyon sa everyday people problems is to be a people person. Kasi, kung hindi mo kaya, tapos may kakilala kang may kaya nun, friend, baka naman.
yun yung tinatawag nila user-friendly, di ba? User-friendly.
By the time na sige, prenatal ko yung asawa mo. Ay, network lang. May YouTube naman.
Mahirap pa din.
Grabe, challenging yun. Lalo na pag may mga hindi ka matroubleshoot na nangyayari sa sakyan mo. Abang, hindi ko alam. Alam ko mag-troubleshoot pag may nangyayari ka po talaga sa CS. Alam ko anong gagawin, pero pagdating sa sasakyan ko, oh my God, I'm so lost.
So parang, ang unang problem nun is walang sasakyan. Ngayon may sasakyan, may panibagong problem. Yes. Magpapalit ng gulong.
Yes,
registration.
Oo.
So, ang susunod na solusyon niyan is mag-hire ka ng driver para pag siya yung papalit sa'yo. Siya yung magpapalit ng gulong para sa'yo. Pag meron na yung driver ulit, meron panibagong problem ulit. Yung PhilHealth niya.
Oo, tapos kukupitan ka niya. Joke lang. Just kidding. Hindi, siguro sa lahat naman ng endeavors natin may nag-a-arise na problem, di ba?
The solution is, yan nga yung sabi mo is, you share the problem, di ba? Huwag mong sulohin mag-isa yung problema. Kaya nga may pad.
Yes! Naman, katututunan ng aral. Siyempre, di ba? Nakainig ako sa first episode mo. I learned stuff about the internet. Tawag dun sa Dubai.
In terms of, yun nga, na nabanggit natin podcast, ano yung top 3 podcast mo? Hindi naman masyado technical, pero nag-improve ng quality of life.
Number one, for me, is Eavesdrop. talking, di ba, parang I let you listen to it. Yung eavesdrop kasi, it's, I listen to it because I am a fan of one of the speakers doon, si Dalamar Arias. She is an ex-radio DJ from Monster RX, and I met her personally. Kasi ganun ako ka-fan, yes.
Personally?
Yes,
nag-autograph
ako.
Saan? Dito sa Ilocos or bumisita sa La Union?
Ah, no, I went to the radio station talaga.
Oh, okay.
So, during her last day sa RX, I went there. Nagkaroon ng mga, parang mini fan meeting kasi paalis na siya. So, doon ko siya na-meet. Doon ako nakapagpo-autograph. And actually, I'm part ako ng book nila. May tatlong books na nilabas ang RX. And ganun ako ka-fan. So, and may pangalan ako doon sa book. Ganyan-ganyan. Contributions. Another one is yung podcast mismo ng Monster Radio during the morning rush. Kasi doon ko sila na-encounter. So, before Delamar joined the eavesdrop, she was a co-host in the morning rush. So, yung the morning rush, yun yung go-to travel sound, background sound ko. So, usapan lang siya about pop culture, ganyan-ganyan. Kasi, gusto ko kasi yung mga podcast na parang usapan lang. No holds barred. Ganon. And then, the third one would be, pansin nyo, puro Pinoy podcast to. Support local. Yung third one would be, Walang Kwentang Podcast na with yung si Gege, yung si Juan Miguel Severo, yung ano siya, yung spoken word artist, and direct Antoinette Adaune, the one who directed Fangirl, and the one who directed yung kay Angelica and J.M. Rodriguez, Sagada, yung English Only Please, siya yung director nun. And yung sa kanila naman, conversations lang about 90s, mga ganun, madaming, tapos ini-interject nila yung mga political issues ng bansa. Ano siya, parang casual na usapan, pero may social awareness na encouraging people to vote, encouraging na huwag maging homophobic, mga ganun, yung may konting bursts ng social awareness, about mental health, mga ganun. So, yun yung tatlo. Kasi, sabi nga nila, you have to build habits, diba? Habits to stay healthy, to make you money, to change your view of the world. Nakikinig ako ng mga podcasts kasi gusto kong malaman yung views ng ibang tao para hindi ako makonfine sa sarili kong views. Yun. That's why I commend you for starting one with people na everyday life, diba, ng mga Pilipino. And yung ano yung problems na na-encounter nila. Kasi it will, parang ako, wala naman akong alam sa engineering. Tapos nakinig ako sa first episode mo. Tapos yun, ganun pala yun. So ako nakaka-confine ako sa medical field. Tapos nakikita ko yung side ng mga engineers. So, pag kumaba pa itong podcast na to, and then we will see people, we will hear about the lives of people from different walks of life, may enrich ka eh. Kasi hindi ka na nakakalabas eh. Naka-quarantine tayo, naka-lockdown tayo. And yet, yung human connection, yung human ideas na ko-convey sa podcast mo. Yay! I'm so proud!
Nakikinig din ako sa mga ibang podcast. Ang problem din kasi yung mga guests nila is yung mga high-end, the top 5% of the world. Iba yung set ng problems nila. Paano mag-scale ng company, paano mag-increase ng efficiency of the production, blah, blah, blah. Mag-iba yung problems ko sa problems nila. So, it's also scratching my own itch sa mga problema ko, diba? The last one is, ito medyo controversial to. Can you tell us kung possible ba at gaano kataas yung success rate? Ano yung mga dapat i-consider ng surrogate mother? And then, is it ethically accepted here in the Philippines? And ano yung magiging arrangement nyo with the OB?
Yeah. Medyo technical siya kasi.
Please simplify it.
Ang surrogacy kasi, a lot of couples nagkakaroon ng infertility problems, di ba? So, hindi sila magkaanak. Minsan, dahil sa sa sperm, minsan dahil sa, ito yung misconception, hindi siya lahat problema ng babae, okay? It takes two to tango. Kung infertile ang isang couple, dalawa ang chinecheck. Yung tatay, tsaka yung magiging tatay, magiging nanay. So, chinecheck yung sperm count ng lalaki, yung quality ng sperm. Sa nanay naman, medyo mas malaki kasi siya yung magkikip eh. So, i-check yung womb niya. Okay ba yung womb niya? Yung hormones niya? Maintain a pregnancy. So, for instance, okay yung sperm tsaka itlog nila. Pero wala siyang matres. Wala na siyang matres. So, for instance, yung pasyente at an early age nagkaroon ng cancer sa matres, tinanggal. Pero before siya tinanggal, nag-harvest sila ng egg. So, yung eggs tsaka sperm, sa laboratory siya gagawin na i-fertilize until the time na pwede na siyang implant. Ibig sabihin, implant is ilalagay na siya dun sa matres. Pero anong gagawin mo kung wala ka ng matres kasi na-opera ka ng cancer early on? So, the only solution of that is surrogacy. Ang surrogacy is to implant yung embryo or yung nag-meet na egg and sperm sa matres ng ibang mother, ibang woman na other than yung asawa. Basta ang surrogate mother is the one who will carry your baby for you. Or ang iba naman is, kumari, gay couple. Siyempre, walang matres. Ang gagawin is either i-harvest yung egg, pipili sa ng surrogate mother, tapos yung sperm ng isa sa kanila will impregnate her. Pwede siyang gawin sa laboratory or yung iba, inseminate.
Yeah, artificial insemination. Yes.
So, yun. Alam niyo, inseminate. Yes. O, yun. Misakro. Yun. So, ito kasi, hindi siya common kasi mahal siya.
Okay.
I don't know yung price range. So, I don't know if there is a law then with regards to the legality of surrogacy sa Philippines. Kasi, yun nga, we don't deal with it often. I haven't seen one. Siguro yung mga in vitro fertilization lang ang encounter ko, in vitro fertilization. Pero, same mother din siya i-implant. Hindi ko alam with regards to the legality of this. So, mga lawyer friends ni Rai, the KNMN. So, ang ano lang dito, ang premise noon is may couple na hindi magkaanak pero okay yung itlog and sperm nila. I-meet yung itlog and sperm sa laboratory. Pag naging embryo siya, i-implant siya sa another woman. This comes into question yung psychological aspect, financial aspect. Kung mayaman sila, kaya nilang bilhin lahat. And yung legality of it, I don't know. I cannot answer that. Pero psychologically, magkakaroon ba ng bond itong the one who carried the baby? Diba? Kasi she will be the one who will develop maternal hormones during the pregnancy. It's something to think about, diba? Nasa iyo yung genes, pero she was the one who had her hormones at a haywire during the pregnancy for this offspring na hindi magiging kanya. So, I don't know. I haven't experienced and I'm not well-versed about the surrogacy part. So, parang yun lang. I can ipapalayman's term lang yung kung ano ang surrogate, ano ang nangyayari, ganun. And yun din yung question ko. Will they have a bond? Kasi siya yung the embryo grew in her womb. And the hormones that maintain that embryo in the whole pregnancy process she underwent, would that create a bond by the time na manganak siya?
Yeah, good question. Yeah. Especially in the Philippines.
Ay, hindi ko rin masasagot.
Kasi hindi naman ganun ka-liberated yung tao dito.
Yes. And ano ba yun? Human trafficking ba yun?
It's a good subject na sana may... sino ba yung mga...
Makapag-address.
Okay, sige.
Question na yan. Who has the right, di ba? Kung maging legal, if legal man siya, I think it gives a chance to couples na gustong magkaanak talaga. Na instead of adopting, they will have their genes passed on sa magiging anak nila. And being infertile kasi sobrang stressful and sobrang costly. To the point na umaabot sila ng million for that. Kasi even yung in vitro fertilization, hindi lahat ng pag nag-harvest, diba, gagawin, ipapamit. Pag in-implant na yan, hindi lahat nagsasucceed. They spend millions just for trying.
Insemination alone for, is umabot ng millions?
Oo, yung harvest, insemination, ganun. Pero at I don't know kung ilang try yun. Diba? Kung ilang try na yan. Pero basically, yes. So, walang kasiguraduhan. Pero hindi naman yata for harvest yun. Parang they save some of your embryos sa black bank. And yun pa. Kunwari, ikaw, ako single, walang partner, and I want my prime eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
Na yun, di ba? So, ang gagawin ko at my age, papaharvest ko siya. Mahal yun, di ba? So, pag pinaharvest ko siya, babayaran ko yearly pag storage niya. So, hindi lahat, they can't afford that, di ba? Kung ako mayaman lang, magpapaharvest ako ng egg ngayon. Pero, I can't, that's an added expense that I cannot afford. Pero, di ba? So, that's a process. The mere fact na ipapaharvest mo is store mo yung eggs mo, ang dami mo ng gastos, and if you really want to become a mother, if the couple really wants to have babies, it's an option. And surrogacy can also be an option for gay guys who are together, di ba? If they want a part of their genetic pool to be with their offspring. Wala silang matres. So, all they can do is have a surrogate or adopt. So, yun, who are we to deprive them of that? As long as it's legal here. So, I don't know. Kasi, yung iba, they do it abroad. And then, kailangan mo maging filthy rich to do that.
Okay, last question. Ito talaga last question. Hindi, last two questions.
Sige lang.
Say gagawin yung surrogacy in the US kasi legal. And then by request. Mm-hmm. The question is, ano yung mga possible risks sa surrogate mother, sa side ng surrogate mother and as well as sa baby? The same lang ba sa regular na pregnancy?
I think so.
Parang parehas lang, di ba? Pero baka may idea ka na iba yung mangyayari.
Emotional aspect. Kasi kung physical aspect, it's as if na-impregnate siya. Imbes lang na galing sa kanya yung itlog, na-i-transfer lang sa matres niya agad. The changes in her body would follow the course of natural pregnancy. Pero I think yung bond o psychological aspect
which will manifest possibly in the later age of the baby or later age of the child.
Pag siguro sa kasi some women will develop postpartum blues, postpartum depression, di ba? Lalo na if you develop a bond with that baby and then it will be taken away from you. It may trigger depression.
Yung pangalang pinaalaga sa'yo na baby na hindi lumabas sa'yo, nagkakaroon ka ng bonding, paano na lang yung lumabas sa'yo?
Oo.
Although hindi sa'yo yun, lumabas sa'yo. Hindi mas mo. Yes.
Ikaw ang nagdala for 9 months. Diba? And when you get pregnant, hormones are secreted to make you maternal. Kasi it will prepare you to fight for that baby. Evolution, diba? Your hormones will help you become maternal, endure the pain of labor, and then be able to take care of that baby when it is delivered. Para mo siyang hinanda sa motherhood, pero tatanggalin mo yung aspect na, wala na siyang anak. So, I think that, that's just my opinion. It's not a medical opinion kasi I haven't researched on that. And I haven't experienced or had a patient na ganun. It's just my opinion. Kasi, sabi mo, yung mga pinaalaga sa'yo pagdating ng totoong nanay na nagde-develop ka ng bond, what more yung ikaw na mismo?
So yun, for the closing, any messages or any questions for the future episodes na gusto mong itanong sa mga next guests? And where they can find you online?
For the message to the listeners, kasi ang daming different walks of life to, no? Doon ako sa advocacy, being an obstetrician and gynecologist. Again, you have to take care of your reproductive health. We advocate for health services that will help you in the future. And mga women, you have to do your pap smear. Mga listeners that are 21-year-old there na hindi pa nagpa-pap smear, you can visit your nearby gynecologist to be counseled. For teenagers with raging hormones and titas and titos with raging hormones that are not yet ready to have a family, hindi pa fully committed to the idea of being parents, if you can't fight the moonlight, wear protection. It will not only help you with unwanted pregnancy, protect you from unwanted pregnancy, it also protects you. Use a condom. It will also protect you from sexually transmitted diseases. If you are in doubt of all the health advertisements, especially with regards to your reproductive health and anything about women's health, you can go to your nearest gynecologist. You can ask about your questions. Kasi as a nation, we are timid women. We have the right questions in mind, but we do not ask them. We are not brave enough to ask them. But information when it comes to taking care of our health as women, kasi iba ang dynamic ng katawan ng babae sa lalaki. So asking questions, being advocates for women's health, asking questions is the first step, and being informed. When you are informed, you will make better decisions for yourself. And when you make better decisions for yourself, in the future, it will benefit you. There are a lot of webinars, free webinars online. You just have to be discerning kung ano yung legit or hindi.
Can you give us example free webinars?
O may mga webinars ang POGS or yung society mismo ng gynecology in the Philippines. In-advertise nila yan sa Facebook. So siguro if I have free webinars, I can send them to you. Pwede mo siyang i-advertise for those women who are interested. Yung local health centers nila, actually the midwives, the nurses, and the doctors there sa local health center mismo, they do health education. Yun yung kinatry kong i-practice sa district hospital where I'm in right now. Kasi I always tell them that an informed patient makes better decisions, are more cooperative. Kasi hindi mo naman sasabihin, papagalitan, no? Kasi hindi nila dinadala yung ganito. Pero hindi mo naman sila, hindi mo sinasabi why they should do that, diba? Or pinapagalitan mo, hindi uminom ng vitamins. They don't even know what those vitamins are for, diba? Bakit siya importante for them? So, I think educating the people, the women, and having them understand their bodies, understand their health, the tests that are required of them, or the screening tests, diba? Will help them decide na, I think I want to know my status, diba? What can I know my status about this? I think I'm not comfortable of having a baby yet. Maybe I can have contraception. And I think contraception is free sa mga health centers. So yun, I think we have to advocate for ourselves and for the women in our lives to prioritize their health. Kasi in the long run, you say, a woman is very powerful. They produce the men of tomorrow.
I thought you stated a while ago that it takes two tango.
You have to take care of the women. Kasi we all have women in our lives. Be it our mothers, our sisters, our girlfriends, our wives, and our children. Women's health is very important. Tapos, so that's my message to everyone. Tsaka yung mga gustong mag-med school, if you really have it in your heart, then go for it and you can face every challenge. Tapos, for the future guests. Sana maka-guest ka ng lawyer. Sana maka-guest ka ng kuya. Ay, may mga ganon. Mga ate na pwedeng mag-share kung ano ba. Ano ba yung mga ano inaabangan kong guest. Lawyer kasi sobrang ano, sobrang prone to litigation ang OB. So, kailangan may lawyer.
And then, financials.
Yes. Mga, tsaka mga accountant, ganun. Yung mga, ilahan mga makakatulong sa adulting. Or yung mga, wais na misis. Yung mga tips and tricks sa pagluluto, sa pagbili, yeah. Kung ano yung mga tsuga sa lasada.
Pag-adobo ng 3 minutes, yeah?
Yes, oo. Or yung mga bagong mothers, mga tips and tricks sa mga bagong mothers, mga nanay. My gosh, ang dami. Natutuwa ako, na-excite ako for this podcast kasi ang daming demographic na pwedeng mag-share.
Yeah, it's a jungle right now.
Yes, ang saya.
And maganda siya kasi hindi mo alam yung gagawin mo. Get creative.
Yes, and ang dami mong the world is your oyster, ang daming tao dyan na pwede mong i-interview and will share the story to us. I'm so excited for the next episode.
Yes.
You know, ano yung last?
And where they can find you? Online?
Actually, ano kasi, online platforms ko are reserved for my friends and family. Kasi as a doctor, isa pa tong tip and trick. Since I can be political sometimes, and I'm open about my sides of stories, political man yan or controversial, it's a disadvantage if your patients know your viewpoints. Mawawalan ka ng pasyente. Kasi, kunwari ako, just for instance, I don't like this politician and they're a supporter of that politician, hindi na sila magpapacheck up sa'yo. Diba?
Yes.
Or, diba? Or kunwari, sobrang ganito ko online and I have my views against that. And kahit they would want, mataturn off sila kasi hindi kayo pareho ng view. So it's an advice for future doctors din na sinasabi ko, may mga nag-a-add sa akin na patients before na you can contact me with a number. Meron akong, yung kinatawag na dirty phone. May dirty phone. Yun yung for work na number. You can contact me there and we can be professional. National at that, yun yung relationship natin. Pero if you friend mo ako sa Facebook na wala tayong personal relationship and at some point, ay, ganun pala, ano siya, supporter siya ni ganito, parang mawawalan sila ng tiwala sa'yo. So, if you, siguro you can follow me pag nag, ano na ako, naglabas na ako ng yung mga sirena-sirena videos. So, ano yun, yung for leisure na videos ko. Pero for now, wala akong social media na for pop. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's been a blast. Thank you so much, Doc. Time check. Medyo umaga na.
Umaga na. Oo. It's my pleasure and matagal na kita hindi nakakwentuhan, so parang bonding na rin natin to.
Thank you for listening and good night. See you next time.
Good night. Good night. Bye-bye.
That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow me at Twitter. That's at RaiDomingo, RaiDomingo. Goodbye.